Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios in louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Allah, Allah, you are my own. You are my love. Words can't describe my love for you. Allah, Allah, you are my Lord. All praises due to your beauty and compassion. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Calling your name, Allah, I call you, I need you,
Allahu Akbar.
Allah, your mercy is great.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to carry on learning of ways to make Allah happy and ways to get the happiness of Allah so that we can get Jannah, inshallah. Do you know the hadith that says, "He who loves my sunnah has loved me, and he who loves me will be with me in paradise"? Those were the words of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way to get Allah to be happy with you is to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to make sure that you do good deeds. If you do, Allah will be happy with you. Also remember, everyone has to love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we are part of his ummah. If we are the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are very lucky. Do you know why? Because our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will stand for us and intercede for us. That means to take our part on the day of Qiyamah. Butterflies, we have to love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be ready to give up everything we can, everything we have, and everything we want, just to make Allah happy. We do everything we can to follow the ways and the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we know that will get us Jannah. So, to love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first thing we have to do to show it is to follow his sunnah. Once we follow his sunnah, inshallah, we will know exactly what we need to do to be perfect little Muslim boys and Muslim girls. My butterflies, let's read a story. This one is about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Now, in the beginning, those who accepted Islam had to keep their faith a secret as far as possible. The Muslims were being constantly persecuted by the Quraysh. Even Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told all those new converts to practice Islam secretly so that it wouldn't be a bad thing. But a number of Muslims suffered anyway. When the number of Muslims reached 39, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu made a suggestion that everyone start preaching Islam in the open. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't want to agree. But when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu insisted, he gave his consent. So all of them went to the haram. They went to make tabligh. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu began to speak. It was the first ever khutbah given in Islam. Can you imagine, butterflies? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu loved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. But when the Quraysh saw this, they began to hurt him. In fact, they hurt him so much that his nose and his ears and his whole face was full of blood. They kicked him and tramped him, and they did the most terrible things. Now, if someone did those things to you, what would you do? Would you give up Islam? Would you give up the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or would you do what Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum did? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum got even stronger. In fact, this made him love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even more. Because they hurt him so badly, he was unconscious the whole day. People called his name again and again and again, but he just wouldn't speak. But in the evening, when he did open his eyes and when he could speak again, the first thing he asked was, "How is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" People were shocked and disappointed. They said, "How is it, despite everything that happened and being in the jaws of death because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing you speak about is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself?" My butterflies, can you imagine how much Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can we say that we love him like that? I hope so, inshallah. Let's go for a quick break. My butterflies, do you need any reasons to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than we already do? If anyone asks you who you love the most, what do you say? Do you say, "I love my mummy the most"? Do you say, "I love my daddy the most"? If anyone asks you, you need to say, "I love my Allah the most." And then, "I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Did you know, butterflies, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did so much for us? He left no stone unturned because of his ummah and for us, even though he didn't meet us. And on the day of Qiyamah, when we'll be in so much of trouble, we'll go from prophet to prophet to prophet. And none of the prophets will be able to help us and save us from Jahannam. But when we go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi will stand for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through so much of hardship, so much of heartache, but everything he did for his ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was treated so badly, wasn't he? But instead of cursing the people or making bad du'as for them, he made du'a that Allah give them hidayat and Allah teach them the straight way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even at the time where he was so bad and it was about to be the time where he left this earth forever and he went back to Allah, the first thing he worried about was us, his ummah. Everything he did in his life and up to his last breath, the first thing he worried about was us. So, can we worry and love anyone more than him? Of course not. But butterflies, the only way to show us how much we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not just by saying, "I love my Nabi," but by following in his footsteps, doing everything you can to copy him, doing everything you can to be just like him. I know we'll never be as perfect, and I know we won't be able to get a character like his, but we need to try. So butterflies, back to making Allah happy. The next way to make Allah happy is to love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow his sunnah. My butterflies, I'm definitely going to try. Are you?
I've got a tale to tell you about a man we all know who came and called and cried for us all. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad was his name. Islam was his way. He was the Siddiq, the truthful. His fragrance was magical, his words were so true. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad was his name, Islam was his way.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.